This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The two-day meeting of BRICS foreign ministers being hosted by India is underway in New Delhi. The meeting is being chaired by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar. BRICS foreign ministers and heads of delegation from member and partner countries are participating in the meeting. Making the initial remarks, Dr. Jayashankar said that the meeting is happening at a time of considerable flux in international relations, ongoing conflicts, economic uncertainties, and challenges in trade and technology and climate are shaping the global landscape. He added that there is a growing expectation, particularly from emerging markets and developing countries, that BRICS will play a constructive and stabilizing role.
Our discussions today are an opportunity to reflect on global and regional developments and to consider practical ways to strengthen our cooperation. Development issues remain central. Many countries face challenges on energy, food, fertilizer, and health security, as also access to finance. BRICS can help them respond more effectively.
The theme for India's BRICS chairship this year is Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation, and Sustainability. It draws inspiration from Prime Minister Modi's humanity first and people-centric vision for BRICS. The government has prohibited the export of sugar, including raw sugar, white sugar and refined sugar, with immediate effect till September 2026 or further orders. According to a notification, Director General of Foreign Trade has amended the export policy from restricted to prohibited. This prohibition shall not apply to sugar being exported to EU and US under CXL and TRQ quota, the Advance Authorization Scheme, and government-to-government shipments to meet food security needs of other countries. Consignments already in the physical export pipeline are also exempted. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that from agriculture, digital infrastructure, healthcare and clean energy to manufacturing and technology partnership, the next phase of India-Africa collaboration will be built on higher value products and integrated supply chains. Speaking at the curtain raiser for the India-Africa Business Dialogue and Exhibition and the India-Africa Forum Summit in New Delhi yesterday, the minister highlighted how India and Africa together can shape a more inclusive, resilient and innovation-driven future for the Global South. Mr. Goyal said he looks forward to a very successful India-Africa Business Dialogue and Exhibition to be held from the 29th to 31st of this month in New Delhi, alongside the 4th India-Africa Forum Summit. The Assam government will introduce the Uniform Civil Code or UCC bill in the State Assembly on the 26th of this month. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma made the announcement while addressing media after chairing the first cabinet meeting of his second term as Chief Minister. Mr. Sarma said the proposed legislation aims to address issues including the legal age of marriage, polygamy, inheritance and live-in relationships. He clarified that religious practices would remain outside the scope of the bill. The West Bengal government has lifted all restrictions on the interstate movement of potato, onion, fruits, vegetables, oilseeds, food grains and other essential products. The restrictions had been imposed by the erstwhile TMC government. On the other hand, in a significant development, the government of West Bengal decided to hand over the cases related to teachers' recruitment, municipal recruitment and cooperative services recruitment scams to the CBI. In Uttar Pradesh, a sudden change in weather conditions has caused widespread devastation across the state, with storms, heavy rain and lightning strikes claiming 60 lives in the last 24 hours. More than 100 people got injured also and have been admitted to hospitals. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has taken cognizance of the incidents and asked the officials to provide every possible help to the affected people. Benchmark equity indices Sensex and Nifty climbed in early trade today, driven by buying in banking shares and positive cues from Asian markets amid optimism surrounding the ongoing US-China summit. The 30-share BSE Sensex jumped 450.51 points or 0.6% to 75,059.49 in early trade. Nifty advanced 169.95% points to 23,582.55. And that is the end of this news bulletin.